Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're back to the lines. David Amekwan, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David Amekwan?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I just want to make a comment really quickly here in regards with the last comment. And, you know, what's really interesting, we have an odd relationship with Saudi Arabia, as I think most people realize. What really irritates me, though, is that yesterday, you know, President Biden actually called up OPEC to increase oil supplies. And he didn't turn to domestic supplies here first. So, as you know, in OPEC, Saudi Arabia, they're definitely in that OPEC end of things, along with Iran, United Arab Emirates, Venezuela, Libya, Kuwait, you know, just to name a few. And so we're empowering by us buying the oil from OPEC because of rising gas prices, oil prices, because we've limited ourselves here on federal lands by, you know, restricting access. We now are empowering our enemies, and they're going to use that against us. And it's kind of a warped way of doing things, but that's what we're doing. We're empowering our enemies by doing that, especially giving our money to OPEC countries. That's what I have to say today.
Okay, David. Yeah, let me drill a little deeper on that because I do not agree. I have a different point of view, but I want to give you the basis for it. The fact is that we are essentially oil independent. You're referring to the fact that Biden has prohibited fracking on federal lands. And it's through fracking that we become oil independent, but fracking has a terrible cost to the environment. In the call to OPEC, OPEC is an organization in restraint of trade. If it were in the United States, they'd be in prison. And the truth of the matter is that the OPEC countries are not our friends by and large, but they collectively produce a lot of the oil in the world. And it's not so much just for the US market, although that's part of it, but the European market and elsewhere. They will frequently cut back on production and collusively, which is an antitrust violation if we're in the United States, that drives up the price. When you drive up the price, it's inconvenient at our gas stations, but how about in countries in Africa, in Asia, and in Europe, where it has real effects on their economies? And so Biden calls them up and says, increase production. You know, you have the oil, you're hoarding it, and you're driving up prices around the world. That's a very, very, very understandable thing to do. It's not to benefit them. It's not to benefit them. They have that oil. They could have done it on their own. They don't want to do it. We are pressing them to do it to not ruin economies elsewhere. Now, you say Saudi Arabia is a mixed blessing. Well, that's you didn't use the word. You said there's a mixed thing on them. That is an understatement. Saudi Arabia's government, in my view, was involved in the 9/11 bombings of the World Trade Center, the attacks by the planes. There's a document that's more than 20 pages long. It's kept secret. Trump kept it secret. Obama did. George W. Bush did. So far, Biden is. And it shows that. The ambassador of the United States at the time had the phone number of one of the hijackers in his pocket. And they had contact with them. The problem for Saudi Arabia is you have the royal family who are libertines, and then you have the Wahhabi clerics who essentially their view of jihad is the extermination or murder of populations around the world. And they exported Wahhabi terrorism into Europe, and they've exported into the United States. How do you think 9/11 happened? The Boston Marathon, Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, the Manhattan bike path murders. How do you think that happened? We've got to stop it. And there are people on the left who go, oh, it's diversity. We got to let more in. No, we don't have to let more in. We have got to expel jihad from this country. So on the other hand, Prince Chainsaw Charlie, you know, the guy, Mohammed, the prince, he did open Saudi airspace to Israeli planes to go to the United Arab Emirates. You know, they established diplomatic relations. he does cooperate with the United States, largely because we protect him. We have troops there. We sell him arms. So you say it's very complicated. They're untrustworthy. And the rank and file there, the clerics, are Wahhabi terrorists, is what they are. I'm sure that the average person over there doesn't like it. The libertine royal family doesn't like it. And it's a very, very tough balance that they're striking. So for, you know, I would say this, all of these Arab nations, all these Islamic nations, join the Abraham Accords. Everybody recognize Israel's right to exist and exchange diplomatic relations, knock it off. I don't want to hear about your defective cultures. I do not want to hear about your views of history. They have no interest to me. I know what they are. They are defective. The only thing about multiculturalism that is any good in my view is when it applies to food and art. That's music, visual arts, literary arts, and food. I don't want to hear about other constitutions. I don't want to hear about other political philosophies, murdering, sectarian murders, racial murders. We called it Nazism when it was in Europe. We're not going to put up with it anymore. So what do we do with OPEC? Yeah, it's Libya and Venezuela is a lot of oil. Did you know that at one time, guys, Venezuela is the wealthiest country in South America, the wealthiest. They had the oil, and then they went socialist and then communist, and this is what they get. It's a bad way to go, very, very bad way to go. So should Biden have called OPEC and said increase the oil supply? Absolutely. By restricting it, it's a restraint of trade. In this country, it's an antitrust violation. Other countries don't have antitrust laws, some of them anyway. Europe does. So that's my view of it. He did the right thing to protect the world economy and to protect our economy. And I don't want to see fracking start up again on federal lands. I'll leave you with a bizarre poll, a really bizarre poll, just a recent poll. 29% of Republicans think that Trump will be reinstated as president this year. 17% say it's very likely, 12% somewhat likely. And the target date is August 13. Hey, August 13, what is that? Is that tomorrow, Luke? All right. Now, when 29% of the Republicans, okay, so it's half the country, 29% think that Trump will reinstate as president tomorrow. Look, I don't care what your druthers are. Let's get real. That to me, and then you wonder why people won't get vaccinated and they won't do this. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the year 999. The year 999, everybody was convinced that the world would end at the millennium. So they all gave away their property to the church and to neighbors. Then they put on hair shirts and they went in the woods. And then January 1 of 1000, they go, I'm going to ascend to heaven. Well, January 2nd came around and January 3rd and nothing happened. And various predatory bands came and killed them and stole their stuff. And then some of them wanted their property back. This kind of thing happens, this millennial weirdoism, okay? Now, this isn't the millennium. There's some of that. Remember Y2K, the year 2000? Everybody said planes would fall out of the air and it was apocalyptic. Stuff's happening now and it isn't even the millennium. These nuts are doing this. Nuts are doing this. Great show. Great caller. Quite a few callers today. Coming into the show, great show. Stand by for some excellent programming. Excellent programming. Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman, Devil's Eye with Diamond Crute. Earl Ingram, my good friend Earl Ingram. Excellent show at 5 p.m. You should listen to Earl Ingram. Great evening programming. Great weekend programming. Capped off by Pizza Box Mike, my co-host who calls into this show quite regularly. Pizza Box Mike, he may call Mike Lindell the Pillow Man on the air. Challenge Mike Lindell to debate Pizza Box Mike at noon on Saturday. And I will turn into that. Believe me, I will turn into that. So, Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these time and time.